Trumos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah, Gimel, 11:3. The previous Mishnah had said, it discussed the status of fruit juices, and specifically we talked about if one extracts the juices from a date to make date honey, or apples to make apple cider, or grapes to make vinegar. In all those cases, we said that the liquids themselves, halach lamaisa, are considered to be, like Rabbi Yeshua, just Zeya ba'alma, just moisture, but l'charchili, you shouldn't do that, and meaning a non-Kohen shouldn't eat those foods. Now here we're going to say in Mishnah Gimel that while we discussed what the status would be of those juices, you shouldn't extract them in the first place, because if you recall from the first Mishnah of the Perek, we said we don't want you wasting produce that's truman. If you start squeezing dates to make date honey, of course, the date pulp will go to waste. So that's no good. Therefore, the Mishnah says, "Ein osin more than actually that's not all of it. I'm sorry. More than that, the normal way we want to eat these fruits are as fruits, not as as liquids. So that being the case, the Mishnah says, "Ein osin tamarim dvash. You are not to make date honey out of dates, v'lo tapuchim yain, or to make cider out of vinegar out of apples, v'lo sedvanios chometz, and you are not to make vinegar out of late ripening grapes. Although that was a normal thing to do, it's considered to be a waste of the normal use, and these are truma produce which must be protected and eaten normally, and therefore you can't do it. U'shar kol haperos, as for all other kinds of fruits, ein mishan osan mebriyasan, you cannot change them, you should not change them from their usual natural state, meaning to press them into liquids, etc. Betruma uva meister sheni, both if they are truma produce, because you can't waste truma produce, or meister sheni produce, because meister sheni produce must be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. It has a kedusha, and you shouldn't ruin it by changing it from its natural state. With two exceptions, elazesim v'anavim bilvad. The two exceptions are olives and grapes alone, because those two fruits, when you plant an olive tree or you plant a grapevine, the whole ultimate product of this plant is olive oil or juice, grape juice and wine. So that being the case, one is permitted to extract the olive oil and the grape juice to make wine. That is totally permitted. The Mishnah continues on by saying, "Ein sofkin arba'im mishum orla ela al hayotzim and hazesim uminanavim." Without translating it yet, we're talking about a new halacha here. The halacha has nothing to do with truma at all. We're just talking about fruit juices. And we're saying if one consumes orla fruit juice, meaning juice from an orla tree, I'll explain in a second. So orla produce is restricted. And if one drinks the juice, however, he does not incur the punishment of consuming orla proper because the juices are just considered zeya ba'alma, they're just moisture, not the fruit itself. So just what is orla? Orla is the restriction on fruit that comes from fruit trees for the first 3 years of that fruit tree's life. Any fruits that it bears are forbidden as orla. So the point is, if you have a two-year-old apple tree and you take the apples off that tree and make apple juice, the apple juice is forbidden. But if you drink the apple juice, there's no malchus, no lashes from the Torah for drinking that apple juice. Whereas if you would have eaten the apple itself, that's a two-year-old apple tree apple, then you've eaten orla and you'd be liable to lashes. The exceptions being the liquids that come, alayotzim and hazesim and hanavim, the juices that come from olives and grapes, meaning olive oil and grape juice wine. So if you would drink wine from a vine that's 3 years old or younger, that would be tantamount to eating generic orla, same as eating the grape itself, and therefore one would be liable to the penalty of lashes. The next part of the Mishnah is a new din, talking about fruit juices in the context of Bikurim. Bikurim are the first fruits that one brings to the Beis HaMikdash to thank God for having produce and being in Eretz Yisrael and having land in Eretz Yisrael. So it applies only to the Shivat Aminim, the seven species by which Eretz Yisrael is praised, which is wheat and barley, as well as olives, dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. So when a person has a pomegranate tree, and he sees the first pomegranate starting to grow on his tree, he put a little red string around the pomegranates and mark it off as being, from the first pomegranates. And then later on, when they're ripened, he'll collect those pomegranates and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash and wave them with the kohen and give them to the kohen as bikurim. So the question is, what's with fruit juice? Can you bring pomegranate juice instead of pomegranates as your gift and offering to wave there as bikurim? And the answer is no, you can't. So the Mishnah says inside, ein mevin bikurim mashkin. You can't bring your bikurim as liquids, meaning no pomegranate juice. El hayotze min hazesim umin hanavim. Exceptions being, if you're going to be bringing olive oil or wine, that's perfectly fine. In fact, that's ideal. But other liquids like pomegranate juice, not. Next, the Mishnah talks about the tumah of juices, like we discussed before. And there it says, Eina matama mishum mashke. Of all the liquids that come from fruits, none of them are susceptible to tumah or convey tumah, etc. With two exceptions, elayotim and azeizim umin ha'anavim, olive oil, grape juice, those are from the seven of the mashkim, remember, Yad Shach Adam. So those do become tame, convey tumah, and be machshir for tumah. And finally, ein makriven al gab mizbeach el hayotze min hazesim min hanavim. There's no way for fruit juices to end up on the mizbeach, the altar. There's no way to bring them as an offering. No pomegranate juice as an offering, so to speak. With the two exceptions, again, of olive oil, which is mixed up with many menachos and offered on the mizbeach, at least a koma, whatever is offered is offered. And anavim, which produced the wine. Wine is offered on the mizbeach as nesachim, as like a libation that's poured that accompanies shlamim and olos. Okay.